Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
So, snake oil. Today, the term describes any worthless remedy that's promoted as a cure-all, good for whatever may ail you. And by extension, snake oil salesmen are considered a bunch of quacks and rip-off artists who peddle fraudulent goods. Welcome to a brand new season of Criminalia, where we'll be talking about these products and the people who sold them. I'm Maria Tremarki.
And I'm Holly Fry. It didn't start out as a bunch of hooey, though. In the 1840s through the 1880s, when many native Chinese people arrived in the American West as indentured labor to help build the Transcontinental Railroad, they brought snake oil liniments with them. These were liniments with ingredients from actual snakes. That's where snake oil remedies originated. They were real medicines before Americans got involved. Snake oil was used in traditional Chinese medicine practices, in particular for relieving things like arthritis and bursitis pain and inflammation. What began as a legitimate medicine became a symbol of fraud once it landed on American soil.
Whether it's fraudulent miracle creams, deceptive marketing, or political swindles, this season is full of manipulation, exploitation, false claims, and the glorification of products that aren't actually worth a penny of what you paid for them. There are plenty of empty promises to talk about, and we'll be telling stories like these. Clark Stanley, known as the Rattlesnake King, a cowboy turned snake oil salesman who marketed his snake oil liniment as a patent medicine. We'll also have stories about people ingesting tapeworms for weight loss, parents giving opiates to their fussy teething babies, and all kind of remedies for all kind of health complaints.
Just like other seasons, there is no wait. We are rolling straight from a world of blackmail and extortion to one of quack remedies and the charlatans who sold them. We'll see you there, not only with some very real stories about some very bogus things, but also with the cocktails and mocktails that we're making to go with them.
Join us on Criminalia for a new season of Quack Remedies, Empty Promises, and the Charlatans Who Peddled Them, starting March 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.